And this is Reverend Caesar again. Another fortnight coming to you into your homes from BBS Radio. It has always been a pleasure and a desire for me to reach you, to spread the good news. This is the very best news. Ain't no news like the news of divinity and about the things of God. Brace yourself, for today I'm going to talk to you from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, beginning from verse 14, which I'll be skipping some verse maybe. It says here, "Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Then it shall come to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says the Lord, that they will say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord. It shall not come to mind, nor shall they remember it, nor shall they visit it, nor shall it be any more. At that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil hearts. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given as an inheritance to your fathers. But I said, how can I put you among the children and give you a pleasant land, a beautiful heritage of the host of nations? And I said, you shall call me my father and not turn away from me. Surely, as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says the Lord. This is the call of the Jews to repentance in the latter day. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. That is to say, I will forgive your sins. Sins are the disease of the soul, and it can and will cripple you. And the wounds made in it, and pardoning them to healing them. This is, I will forgive you when you return. This is what you call the Targum. The Targum. It is just a saying. You say, well, like the prodigal son as an example, I will arise and go unto my father and shall say, Father, I have sinned. So that was his targum. That was his targum. This is also in verse 14. It says, return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I have married you. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family. To marry in this context means to become lord or master. In other words, marry describes the covenant relationship between God and Israel. You see, I will take one from a city and bring you the remnant of Israel, would be united with the remnant of Judah among Zion in Jerusalem. In verse 15, you see, I will give you shepherds according to my heart. Shepherds. Throughout the Bible, the image of the shepherd is an important one. God provides shepherds for his people to watch over them, guide them, care for them, and lead them. From Moses in the Old Testament to Jesus in the New, God provides faithful, devoted leaders after his own heart. God rules with a heart of knowledge and understanding. No falsehood, no deceit, no. None of that. God ordained that his shepherds would lead Israel through a time of blessing, increase in numbers, and material prosperity. In that future time, the highest symbol of God's presence, the Ark of the Covenant, would no longer be central to the true religion of Israel. God himself would be central to the Jewish people. Jerusalem. In 17, in that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of God. Jerusalem, not the Ark of the Covenant, would be the throne of the Lord and the focal point of the world's religion. The name of the Lord summarizes the essence of his character and his relationship with his people. It says, in those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. It's a restoration and reunification of Israel, unknown since the days of David and Solomon, would be brought about by God himself. From the north, the direction from which Israel's enemies typically came, God would bring back his people and bless them in the land of promise under the Lord's chosen shepherd, the Messiah. The possession of the land was always dependent on the covenant faithfulness of Israel to their God. The Lord's desire has always been to bless his people. He said, surely a wife treacherously depart from her husband, So have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says the Lord. O house of Israel, says the Lord. In verse 21, he says, a voice was heard on the desolate heights, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord, their God. It is the confession and prayers of people, our voice in the midst of the idolatry. Their cries were but idle words because they had forgotten their God. It says, return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. It is the call to repentance. Of verse 14 is reiterated in words strongly reminiscent of Hosea. The confession begins with acknowledgement of the Lord as God in accordance with the commandment. He said, indeed, we do come to you. For you are the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hope from the hill and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. For shame has devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. Shame is a euphemism for idolatry, which had consumed Israel's thoughts, their flocks and fields, and even their children. The reference to the children calls the human sacrifices in the valley of Hinnom in the days of Manasseh. In the days of Manasseh. In spite of all that had happened, in spite of all that had happened to him, the writer had managed to cling to hope. Yes, hope is, you know, an optimistic attitude of mind based on an expectation of positive outcomes related to events and circumstances. He managed to cling to hope on the Targum, saying, I will go back to go my father and say, because he is merciful. That's the Targum. If you look through the early verses in the chapter, you will see it's been horrific. In Lamentations, I am man. I am the man who has been afflicted by the rod of God's wrath. He has driven away, chased me away, and made me walk in darkness rather than light. Indeed, he has torn his hand against me and against all me all day long. Yes, it says we lie down in our shame. We lie down in our shame. The people acknowledged the shame and reproach that they had brought upon themselves because they have sinned against God since their days of youth in the wilderness. They have brought on the abominations of detestable objects, which are usually used in the context of idolatry. Yeah. To remember my affliction and roaming in the wormwood under God, my soul will remember, it still remembers that and sinks within me that I recall to my mind. There is still hope. There is still hope, no matter how far you go. If you make up your bed in the grave, the Lord will reach you. If you go in Sheol, He will reach you. There is no depth nor distance you can go that cannot reach you. God will reach you. He will save from the godmost to the uttermost. He will extend His mercy. He will extend His mercy. In Hosea chapter 14, verse 1 to 4, it says, O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. The final section of Hosea's prophecy begins with a call to repentance that includes a model prayer. The people of Israel will pray for God's gracious forgiveness and renew their allegiance to Him by encouraging foreign alliance, their own military strength, and artificial God. Take words with you and return to the Lord, say to Him, take away all iniquity. O Israel, O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take my words with you and return to the Lord. Say to Him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifice of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our God. For in you, the fatherless finds mercy. Yes. You see, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lend his roots like Lebanon. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Lord anticipates a time when he would restore repentant Israel. The Lord's renewed blessing is compared to the dew. Revive Israel is compared to a beautiful lily, a deep-rooted and aromatic cedar of Lebanon, an attractive olive tree, and a fruitful vine. The Lord himself would be like a green cypress tree that provides protective shade. I have observed. Yeah, the affirmation of God. Watchful, his branches shall be spread. So take care, stands in the stark contrast to the judgment, which was compared to a leper stalk in its breath. The Lord is beckoning again. Come back, O ye backsliding Israel. Come back. Come back. I have called you. I have called you. In Isaiah 55 and verse 4, he says, indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you. Because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly pardon. To seek the Lord is to seek his word. God's gracious thought exceeds all human imagination, for no one can fathom the depth of his wisdom. The Lord said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The Lord is calling you back. The Lord is calling you back. He is waiting with outstretched arms, waiting, beckoning you to come, to rush into his arms. You have a targum. Your targum should be, Lord, I have sinned, and I am coming back for my renewal. Please forgive me of my sins and pardon me of my iniquities. I know I have sinned, and I know you are merciful. This should be your targum. I know you are merciful. That is why I can come to you. Yes. God have a specific plan for you. No one would be able to fulfill your destined and ordained plan. Every man has their own destined and ordained plan. Moses had a plan. He was destined to go to Pharaoh to bring out the children. But it took Joshua to take them to the promised land. That was, they had two separate and distinct ordination in their life. Yeah. The Bible said, let the wicked forsake his ways and the righteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, and for he will abundantly pardon. Yes, come back home to meet the Lord. Come back home. This done by the application in Psalms 103, verse 3. See, this done by the application of the blood of Christ, the only physician, and whose blood is the balm that heals every wound. And this springs from the love of God and his free favor to his people. receive in the riches of his grace and abundant mercy through Christ, and is the great motive and inducement and what gives the greatest encouragement to return to the Lord. The prodigal son again, I will arise and go to my father and say, Father, I have sinned. He knew he couldn't see that because he had the Targum in his mind. He knew that. He had it. He went away with his riotous living. He realized afterwards that he could not fit a square peg in a wrong hole. He knew that he was out of place. That wasn't his crowd. It was a misfit. He was unequally yoked there. But in spite of all that, he clung to that hope of going back home. He clung to that notion of going back home. How many hired servants has my father? And I am here starving. I am here starving. And eating the feed of the hogs. And you know, husks are for hogs. He came to his senses that he can go back home and say, Father, I have sinned. And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He was happy to be demoted to a servant, another son. He was very happy to do that. Come back home. Return. Ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. He will heal your sin. Today, if you have heard or have heard his voice, harden not your heart. You don't know how many times you're going to get this opportunity for a calling to come back home. You don't know if the sun will shine tomorrow, and if it will shine upon you. Today is your day of salvation. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. Today is your new day. Make today the day your final calling. Make it your final calling. Maintain your life with God. You must maintain your life with God. And today, at this time, as I close, I pray that this message will touch your heart, transform your life, burdens lifted, and you will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is my prayer to you today. And as I close, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. May God bless you and give you a blessed week. May the prosperity, may whatever you are doing, the difficulties you're going through, the God will lift you and take you over every life's hurdle. In Jesus' name, have a blessed week.